Welcome into Mix Sunday Morning. That's Hillsong Worship. What a beautiful name right here on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. And what a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus, the all-powerful name of Jesus, the name we've all called upon at one time or the other, whether it was a high in our life or a low in our life. But that name is there wherever you are in life. Hey, no guest in the studio this week. But I'm going to read a poem from a guest we had a few weeks ago, and it's a man that I can't say enough about. He is somebody I posted on Facebook the other day. I feel like he is just a man of God straight out of the Bible. He's like a Moses we've just pulled out. It's Chaplain Eddie Birchfield, who's on day 500 and something sign language out on 280 in Chelsea. So if you drive by, honk at him, wave at him, stop, pray with him. Tell him how much he means, because that's just an amazing ministry that he has. But this morning, I want to read one of his poems, and it's called An Offer You Can't Refuse. If someone offered you $1 million in cash, would you have to think about it, or would you take it fast? I mean, nothing is really ever free, not for you or for me. But there is a gift God offers to us all, a gift called grace available for our call. It is offered us as free, but the cost will be your all. If any man refuses this gift, surely this man will fail. This gift of grace is an offer you just can't refuse. To stay in sin means you can never win, but accept Jesus Christ and you can never lose. That's An Offer You Can't Refuse by Chaplain Eddie Birchfield. Hey, God bless you guys. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you're having a great Sunday morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning right here on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. That's Laura Story. What a savior right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Hey, we're going to do something new starting this week. The fourth break, and we're in our fourth break right now of the 8 o'clock hour. Whatever song comes up before that break, we're going to kind of showcase the artists. So Laura Story is our artist this week. You can go to laurastorymusic.com and her bio page to read all of it. But I'm going to read this little excerpt from it, because this just explains it so easy. Each of us has something in our lives that has forced us to let go of whatever normalcy we envisioned, empathizes Story. Each one of us has endured uninvited change. She and her husband Martin came face to face with this as newlyweds when he, a former college athlete, was diagnosed with a disabling brain tumor that upended all their expectations and their future. The couple recognizes now that this was God's way of calling them to step out in faith, leaving normal behind and saying hello instead to the unshakable life, vision, and mission that He had purposed for both of them. It's a necessary two-part process that Story walks readers through in these pages. Check out this whole bio from her. That is what a way to start your life off, newlywed and finding out that one of you, and then for her, it was her husband being diagnosed, just made their faith stronger and opened the door for Laura's Story and what wonderful music she has. If you don't know her, get on YouTube, pull her up, listen to her music. It's great. And it's great you're here listening right here on Mix Sunday Morning. We got more music coming up. It's I Am They, Faithful God, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Pat Barrett, Build My Life, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. And hey, we're going to start something else new. In the second break of the 9 o'clock hour will be our church sign of the week. And our first church sign of the week goes to Childersburg Church of Christ. And their sign says, Sin, period, a short word with a long sentence. Sin, a short word with a long sentence. That's Childersburg Church of Christ, and that is a truth in those words right there. Sin can bond you down to this earth, but don't let it, man. Because we talked about it earlier. There's a Savior. His name's Jesus. And he doesn't wear a suit, and he doesn't have a cape. He doesn't have x-ray vision. He can't bust through walls, but he can do anything in your life. He can change anything in your life. He can make you whole again. And he can break the bondage of sin. God bless you. Thank you for listening. It's Mick Sunday Morning. That was one of mine and my wife's favorite artist, Jeremy Camp. Beautiful one right here on Mick Sunday Morning. And hey, we are closing another week, another show. Thank you for listening. And again, thank you for your kind comments. I really do appreciate it. Well, let's close the show, but let's go to the Bible. And I want to read out of Luke 6, and it starts verse 35. It says, "But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked." Love your enemies. And that's tough in these days right now because, man, there are some battle lines being drawn. And I don't want to get into all of it. We may, you know, there may be a show that I just spill it all out on the table, but there's just seek the truth, you know, because there are lines and we have enemies forming against us. As I talked last week, there's a bucket of Christianity that we're being thrown into. As to we are really just that group now. So in a world when everything is okay, battle lines are being drawn. Let's love our enemy. Okay. Kill, what's that saying? Kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness. Let God deal with them. And he will. Hey, God bless you. Thank you again for listening. Have a great week this week. I don't, no matter what happened last week, and I have to do this too, no matter what happened to me last week, it's a new week. And I'm not going to work Monday morning to a job. I'm going for a purpose. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mick Sunday Morning.